This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The plantation sector, which has actually received a lot of different headwinds and news headlines, it's been a challenging year with CPO prices falling 8% year-to-date to about 2,000 ringgit per tonne. Now, the demand for this edible oil has been somewhat sluggish and expected to be soft in line with slowing global growth.
So to see if there are any positives to look out for, we speak to Ho Li Ling, Head of Regional Plantations at RHB Research.
For the plantation companies under your coverage, how did they perform in first quarter results season?
Mostly, I think for the first quarter, we saw results that were disappointing. Out of the companies that we cover, about 7 were below expectations and about 3 were in line. We generally saw that those with the downstream operations did better than the pure upstream planters. I think mainly the disappointment came from, you know, the lower product prices, particularly CPO and PK.
And what is your CPO price assumption for 2019, and what is that premised on?
We have a 2,200 ringgit price assumption for 2019. Of course, you know, year to date, we are only seeing prices around about 2K, so which means that we think that the later part of the year, probably closer to the fourth quarter, is where we're looking at prices coming, starting to pick up again. You know, and this will come at the same time as the end of the peak season. You know, and I think the market will start looking forward, and they'll start looking at, you know, inventory levels coming off towards after the post-peak season. So that should help prices pick up a little bit towards the year end. I think demand as well, you know, has been pretty strong year to date. You know, with exports, I think year to date May has been up about 11%. So we should still see demand, you know, coming through pretty decently for the rest of the year.
And we've seen a lot of headlines on the palm oil sector with a lot of conflicting news flow. But in a nutshell, what are the positive and also negative issues that are currently impacting the sector?
Well, I mean, I think there are a lot of issues, you know, but I'll just sort of bring you through a couple of the main ones. You know, maybe start with the positives. I think the biggest positive right now is of course, biodiesel. You know, given that if you look at the price gap between CPO and gas oil, it's still, you know, very much positive. So that means that, you know, with the biodiesel mandates rising in countries like Indonesia and Malaysia, and with the gap still being there, there is still also export demand coming through. So really, biodiesel is going to, you know, take up a lot more CPO from the market, especially when you look at, you know, what in store for 2020. This means that, you know, local demand from Indonesia and Malaysia will remain pretty robust. But of course, with the EU ban on CPO-based biodiesel, that will, you know, offset some of that positive demand coming from Indonesia and Malaysia. But, you know, in terms of implementation, this is going to be only taking place from 2030. So there's still some years to go. The second, you know, big positive is of course, the swine flu, the African swine flu, which is, you know, affecting soybean crushing activities in China right now. You know, there's no soybean oil being produced in China right now due to the minimal crushing of beans. So, you know, China has been switching to CPO for their vegetable oil requirements. So we've seen demand from China being very strong, up something like 30-40% year to date. So we should continue to see that as long as swine flu remains present. But of course, this can actually become a negative once swine flu is under control. So you know, this we expect to potentially see the whole, you know, swine flu being under control by year end, or potentially, you know, at the beginning of 2020. So that also brings us to the trade war. You know, I mean, when the trade war truce was sort of happening, we actually saw China buying a lot of soybean from the US. They took a lot of deliveries of, you know, large scale deliveries. But of course, you know, together with the beans that they were also buying from, you know, or will continue buying from South America, it means that basically their stocks that they have of soybeans are ample. And so even though, you know, the trade war has resumed, they probably don't really need to buy, you know, soybeans for some time. They will use their inventory. You know, once the swine flu has ended, they will use all the inventory that they have. They will start crushing that. And so demand for palm oil from China could remain weak in 2020, assuming that swine flu is under control by then. So all this, you know, and as well as that, with the trade war, you know, being in play, I think there's still so many uncertainties, you know, with regards to global consumption, global growth, and of course, generally, it can't be a, you know, a very good thing for commodities prices. So, you know, as I mentioned, there are so many, you know, sort of factors, you know, out there, and the market, you know, generally is being pulled in so many different directions. I think that really results in CPO prices, or really the market not knowing what to do, you know, right now. And I think the end result is really your sort of flattish CPO prices that you're seeing right now.
with that in mind, what are your top buys and sells for this sector?
Well, actually, in the Malaysian plantation sector space, we don't have any buys. In fact, we probably find more value in the regional, some of the regional plays. But on the Malaysian side, we actually have more sells at this point. Some of our sell calls include Sime Darby Plantations, IGM Plantations, and TSH Resources. And these are mainly due to devaluations, which are pretty prohibitive at this juncture.
And you said you had some buys in the region. What are they?
Well, in the region, our top buyer right now is actually Wilmar. We like Wilmar, you know, because of the fact that they are, you know, if you look on the CPO side, they have more downstream refinery operations. So that should bode well for them going forward, given the low feedstock prices. As well as that, they have, you know, they hold a pretty large amount of low-priced soybean stock, as I understand it, which will also then bode well for them in terms of the soybean crushing activities once that resumes. You know, in addition to that, you know, they are also moving ahead with their China IPO listing, and that's supposed to take effect in, you know, towards the second half of the year. And that should also help to lift valuations. So we do like Wilmar as our top regional pick right now.
And that was Ho Lee Ling, head of regional plantations at RHB Research, who has no buys on Malaysian plantations. Her top buy in the region is Wilmar International, and they're listed on the Singapore Exchange, and they're currently down 0.6% at $3.580. Be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.